When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so to be transparent here, she messaged us and we reached out and we said, hey, can we talk to you about this? She was like, yeah, but only if you disguise my voice. And so we were like, yeah, that's cool. We can do that. However, I messed up and I was only able to disguise a portion of her conversation with us.
Okay, so we only have part of the call?
Yeah, and so, Kelly, you'll have to kind of fill in there where we leave off, okay?
Okay.
All right, so this is, in her own words, the situation. Go ahead.
My fiance and I have been together for 3 years now, mm-hmm. and I am just on this train that I don't know how to get off of. This marriage of ours, it's planned for this summer, and I'm already thinking about how am I going to divorce him and how long do I have to wait to make that happen? Mm. I mean, I can't cancel the wedding at this point, but how do I stop him and tell him I don't love him?
Yeah. And yeah, then so. And then she kind of wrote more of after that, but that was where I was unable to continue disguising her voice.
This is where it left off. If I call this off, my family is going to disown me because they love him.
Mm.
I hate the idea of letting everyone down and costing my parents all that money. So in my mind, I have to go through with it and somehow find a way to divorce him where it's his fault or something.
Oh.
I know it sounds crazy, but I'm just in a sheer panic about everything. He really is a great guy, and I hate that I fell out of love with him because I should love him. So what do I do?
Wow. I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't think you should go through with the wedding.
No,
but that's easier.
Feel like, you know, she says that she feels locked in. I don't think that. I think going through with a wedding would be way worse.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because I think at this point, it's supposed to be this summer. You haven't fully paid for everything. You should be able to, you know, undo everything without being out like all the money of going through and paying for the wedding, if that's what you're concerned about. But
yeah.
The biggest thing is, if you know that he is not your future,
right?
Do not do this to him. It's going to be worse in the long run if you go through with it. And then, you know, knowing in your mind, you're going to leave the marriage.
This may be a tall ask, but I would imagine there are people who have been in the same boat she was in, but went along with the wedding.
A friend of mine did that.
And would love to hear your perspective, having not gotten off the train, right?
She knew walking down the aisle that, you know, that he wasn't like her soulmate. They stayed together for 7 years.
Mm.
Before she left the marriage. But yeah, it I get the enormous pressure of feeling like this and feeling like you cannot get out at this point.
Yeah, 502-571-9970. Yeah, sometimes it's just hard when you are in it and you think you have to do it because you're so far down, I guess, the path.
The rabbit
right?
hole.
Right? The rabbit hole, sure. We had a listener who she and her fiance have been together for 3 years and she doesn't know how to get out of the wedding scheduled for this summer. And she's already thinking, how am I going to divorce him? And doesn't know like what to do.
Yeah. And she feels just trapped. Like, you know, she can't get out of it at this point. She's got to go through with it and then somehow try to like make it his fault and divorce him, which I think is just the worst idea. A lot of people are chiming in. And, you know, this is a tough situation. I think a lot of people are acknowledging that. Elizabeth says, if your family disowns you for following your gut and canceling this wedding, do you really want them in your life? I can't imagine making such a huge commitment to someone just to make everybody else happy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you would have given your age. If you're under 25, you have no business getting married anyway.
Oh,
do
okay.
The right thing and do not marry this man. I think people will have some issue with that sentence, but yeah. She says, do the right thing. Do not marry this man.
So I want to hear from a guy's perspective. Morgan's on the phone, and this happened to him. And so from a guy's perspective, what's your thought?
Just at the beginning of last year, my fiance came back from boot camp and then admitted that they fell out of love with me. And just from time and, like, being by myself, like, it does get better. So that woman that is having such a hard time, like, thinking, like, I don't want to hurt him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it hurts, but, like, time just takes care of it. It's not her responsibility to make sure that his happiness is not her responsibility. So, I mean, I just wanted to say that it gets better for both parties. So she shouldn't have to worry too much about him if he's in a good place mentally.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, that's a really good point. Erica says, you have one life. Marrying him when you know you don't love him is a waste of both of your lives. You can make more money, but once you use your time on this earth, there's no getting it back. You both deserve to be happy. And marrying him, knowing you don't love him, is wrong for both of you. Wow. Don't get married for anyone, but you only, because you can, you live your life. And if you get married anyway, knowing you don't love him and become miserable when it will be your own fault and no one else's. Oof. You can only decide that for yourself, though. No one can decide it for you.
Okay. Yeah, and I think there is support here, because there have been several people who have reached out and said, look, I was in this same situation.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure this happens to way more people than you think.
Yeah. A listener said, I went ahead with the marriage. 8 years of sheer hell. This poor lady just needs to cut the rope. It's not worth it. Another says, look, I'm doing this anonymously, but I've been in that situation. Unfortunately, I went through with the wedding. Married for 2.5 years, and for all those years I was not happy, and I lied to myself thinking that things will change.
Oh wow. Amy said, call it off. My brother's fiance went through the same feelings. Invites were sent out. My mom had to call over 200 people to tell him it was off. Not fair to him. Don't make this so much about you. Everyone will get over. Life does go on.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing to remember. Like, you think that you can't call off the wedding. You think you can't. The wedding's not until summer. Look, it's better to not go through with that than go through with it and then spend, you know, how many months, years unhappy.
I would even say, even if the wedding was this weekend, you can always get out of it. And Hillary said, I'm sorry some people are being negative and judging you. Family can cause trauma that can make you do things you wouldn't normally do out of fear and manipulation. You shouldn't marry this man. It's going to be 10 times harder trying to leave and get a divorce than it would be to just end it right now. Do the right thing for you and him.
Mm-hmm.
You can move away from your toxic family, start a new life of happiness.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted, because I know that is, I know, weighing on you a lot. And if you want to share your experience at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, I'm sure she would appreciate reading your experience with that, just to show her that, look, there is a light. You don't have to go through with that.
Yeah. And I think above all, you need to be considering your fiance's feelings. If you care about him, this is what's best for him, too.
Yeah. And as Morgan said earlier, you'll get over it.
Yeah.
And it's not your job to think of your fiance's feelings.
It may not feel like it now, but it will get better with time.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Thanks for reaching out, and keep us posted.